it's a football Thursday. And those are the best kind of Thursdays because you're hanging out with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Love and Life. And join us. By the way, join me. I keep saying us, but it is us in the greatest sense because Nathan will be on the air from here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. I will be Tuesday at the Discount Drug Mart in Brunswick Hills. Going to be joined by Jabal Sheard, Buster Screen, and Chomps. So Discount Drug Mart. It's located on 5270 Center Road. Come on out. Autographs, photos, hang out. We talk. It's fun. It's fun. So come out there and be with us. And again, I'll be somewhere in the feminine product section. I think they'll have me set up with the backdrop there.
What else? You can handle any situation.
I try.
That's what's so great.
I try to be very cool about that.
You are very cool. And you know who else is very cool?
Who?
The defensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, Ray Horton, is a cool customer. And one of the things that he's noted, and we talked about it earlier, is that Joe Hayden has matured. He's been a dominant cornerback. And Horton today was asked about the maturity of his superstar.
Marriage will do that. I hope marriage will do that for you. You know, he got married this year, and I think that's a big part of, you know, your maturation process. You get married and you have another responsibility, and that really ties into having a responsibility to your teammates. And yeah, I think so. I think the home life really does settle players down.
Being a responsible, settled down guy, you know, it sounds like basically Joe Hayden's living my kind of life, except he's doing it with much cooler sneakers. And more tattoos and a lot of other different stuff that
maybe
just
better,
makes him Joe Hayden.
Pretty sweet cars.
And sweet cars. Yeah, he does drive some sweet wheels. But I think there's something to be said for that. I mean, I think it's had, as you referenced, we've referenced this a couple of times, that, you know, he talked about it on this show. He's talked about it multiple times. It's not what you say about it, really. It is how you're doing it, how you're going about it. And if, in fact, that has something to do with helping him to become a better player, a more focused player, then more power to him. I hope that is the case. I've been around this game a long time, as has Ray Horton, and Ray is speaking as a not only as a coach but a former player. He understands those dynamics and how they change with how life changes with players affects how they perform. And I've watched many years of covering the Buffalo Bills teams going way back in the day, just remembering guys that came into the league as rookies who were like my age, and as we kind of got the ones who stayed on the team for double-digit seasons, and there aren't many of those even back then before free agency and such, that you saw how the maturity, how when they got into married life, and the ones who, by the way, were predisposed to be immature, they didn't get much more mature 5 or 6 years down the line with or without a marriage or multiple marriages. I mean, you know, that's just the way, that's a reality. Yeah, yes. It is. It is what it is.
It certainly is what it is. We're going to get another bark from the dog pound. Now we've got Dwayne in Canton up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by an Ojew-filled Liberty Ford. What's up, Dwayne?
Oh, not a whole bunch. How are you guys doing today?
Good, thank you.
Great.
Hey, I just wanted to know what you guys thought about Tyler Kettleton out of Ohio as a future quarterback for the Browns.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd see him as somebody that they're looking at. I'm not saying that they're not looking at him, but in terms of where I think they would try to draft a player, draft a quarterback, would he be a guy that you get somewhere in the latter portion of the draft? He's not a guy that you're focused on for your primary pick, which is what this pick is going to be, premium pick. Which is what the quarterback's going to be, but is he someone that you try to pick up in a later area of the draft? Because I wouldn't shock me if this team goes with two quarterbacks. Just for the record,
it wouldn't surprise me at all if they do something similar to what we saw the Washington Redskins do with RG3 and Kirk Cousins in the same draft, and perhaps Tettleton could be one of the guys later. Our good guy, a guy from here in Ohio, Dane Brugler. He's got Tyler Tettleton 33rd out of 149 quarterbacks this season, so potentially somebody that you could look at the later stages of the draft. So we'll see there. But you know, lots of time to talk draft, especially to really get down and drill down into the nitty-gritty, as it were, there. But there are some good, talented quarterbacks. Saw one last night from NIU, Northern Illinois. So There are some guys that the Browns are certainly going to be looking at, but I don't think these are the guys that they'll be taking in the first round to lead this team into the future, at least in the immediate and near future.
Not in a crop that's going to offer you so much, I think, in the way of players from the major schools instead of mid-majors. And I'm not dumping on mid-majors. You can see very good football, and you're going to see a very good mid-major quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger on Sunday. So you find those guys, and those guys can be highly productive in the NFL, and I would encourage the Browns, obviously, to look at that possibility, especially when you're going with multiple players at a position. I think it's multiple quarterbacks, multiple receivers, multiple linemen. When you're walking into a draft with 10 picks so far, and that's just so far, and the likelihood that I think they could pick up some more picks, and I wouldn't be shocked that they'll do that, double down and add picks and add players that way, that'll be part of the strategy of this football team. All right, we are going to be joined shortly by the one and only Gerard Cherry, regular on this show. Get his insights and thoughts on this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850, WKNR.